USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The defense is resting in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's accused of killing George Floyd last year. The decision to rest comes after Chauvin decided not to testify. Democrats on Capitol Hill are introducing a bill that would pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They want to have 13 justices instead of 9. The effort being led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. As far as adding members to the Supreme Court, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Dean, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Gila Bend, Arizona is 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gila Bend Mayor Chris Riggs says cartels have been taking full advantage of Biden's border policies, saying they're running a lot of drugs through his area right now. Riggs also telling Fox News that Border Patrol is dropping off illegal immigrants in his town.
I've never had drops here before, never during the Trump administration, never even during the Obama-Biden administration. I never had drops here. Now I'm seeing Border Patrol bring people here and just drop them off. It's 30 miles to the next town over open desert. You're going to walk people across that desert in 120 degrees, you'll find a lot of bodies. I don't want to play politics, but this is a crisis, pure and simple.
Retail sales jumped 9.8% in March from the prior month as stimulus money, vaccinations, and reopening spurred a burst in shopping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention.
Reaction continuing to come in after an announcement on Wednesday was made by President Biden.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse, but I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.